And
Love Talk Radio.
And then, so about a minute before that, I stop you so that I could end the segment and then hear the music. Then we talk again, and then we'll go on again. Good?
Okay. Perfect.
So the first thing you'll hear from me will be, we're so pleased to have Arthur Cooperman. Is that the way you say your name, Cooperman?
Close enough.
Okay.
That's good.
And director of. All right. Very good. Stuart, we can get started. They did, yeah.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair.
On his head and not his shoulders. And when you hear that ditty, you know that this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth. And if you go to Generation Bold Radio, you can hear the whole 10-minute Broadway show called Inappropriate for My Age, written especially for us, and that's just a little section of it. So we're going to have an incredible show today because, you know, this is the new year. A lot of people are making resolutions. You may be one of them. And whether you're still working, whether you're retired, whether you're rehired, whether you are aging in place, in assisted living, in a CCRC, or you're on one of those great big ships that go all around the world and you're taking a year off, one of the things you need to do is get wired. The amount that you lose in life by not understanding or being part of the internet, not getting your tablets, and I don't mean your pills, I mean your internet getting connected tablets, not having your cell phone, not being able to use apps, really diminishes your life, your lifestyle, and by the way, because of digital health, your own personal health, and probably your relationships with your grandkids and your children and everybody else in the world. So we want you to get wired, and we have incredible guests today that are going to be motivational for you and also sympathetic to you and tell you some of the things that they're doing and that you may be able to do in your own community to get wired. And before we introduce our first guest, I do want to answer a question that I've been getting from everybody in one format or another, and that is, you've been looking at different investments because you've been retiring, at least in your mind, if not in your life. And there seems to be a word going around that's confusing people, and that word is hybrid. Many of you have financial planners all over the country. We're in 34 states. And everybody seems to be on this new bandwagon called hybrid. And I wanted to explain it to you so that you're a little bit more in control when you sit down with your local financial planner or advisor. There are insurance and annuity companies that have created products that are really very useful in planning for longevity. You can take a look at my latest book, How Not to Go Broke at 102, and you'll see a variety of definitions. But in general, they call these annuities, and not really, because annuities means that you give up your money and you get a lifetime stream of income. But they are investments that you can invest with a definite amount of interest that's guaranteed, but it's also in the stock market in the sense that it follows an index like the S&P 500. So it's a hybrid because it is a contract with an insurance or annuity company. It does reflect what's going on in the stock market, but it also has a guaranteed rate of interest. And there are a variety of riders that you can pay for. And one of them allows you to annuitize your lump sum of money at some point in your life and get a stream of income, like a little private pension. Other riders allow you to get double the money, they call doublers, in the event you need long-term care. So between these hybrids, there are so many companies, 1,500 now on the market. They are rated. You're going to want at least A-, A, and A-plus companies. And each of them have a variety of products within themselves. So whoever you go see, wherever you are in the country, make sure that there's somebody who really has a specialty in the field of retirement planning, not just accumulation of wealth, but decumulation of wealth, because they'll know which of these many, many products they think is the best for you and why, what features would work for you, what the costs and underlying expenses are for you, and how they really operate. But they are called hybrids, and you'll hear that word now more and more because of our longevity and because we're all very concerned about running out of money. And the usual hanging out there, 401ks and IRAs that are volatile with the market, may be too frightening or too risky for the person who has 30 to 40 years in retirement, never expected that. So that's what a hybrid is. It simply means that it has features that are taken from a variety of different old types of contracts put together in one hybrid sort of strategy. Okay, so we promised to get you wired for 2016, and we are going to do that. We're going to start with Arthur Kupperman, who really recognized the need for people over the age of 50, 60, 70, 80 to be wired. So he started something fascinating. You'll find it online. If you're near a computer, why don't you go there now? It's MySeniorPortal, PORTAL.com, MySeniorPortal.com. Thank you for being with us, Arthur.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Adrienne. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I've been getting emails and I've been getting information about MySeniorPortal for a while. I think it's about 5 years old. But let's start with you and how you conceptualized this, why you started it in the first place.
It's an interesting story. About 6 years ago, my father, who at that point was 90 years old, had succeeded in using email and forwarding jokes that had been circulating on the Internet for years together with a list of everyone who ever received them. And whenever he tried to go beyond that, because he heard of Google or something, and he would try and use it, and somebody said, well, you just type in pizza, and he thought he would get pizza delivered to his front door.
Interesting.
So I would use, I would sit with him and try and work things out to help him learn. And I realized there's a big market of people who were in their 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s who had no idea about how to use a computer because it really started after their working years ended. And they wanted to participate in the Internet. I had some computer experience and could do a lot of work on it, so I decided to create a web portal which would educate, engage, and entertain the demographic so that they would become familiar with the Internet, some of the things that they could do, and make it an enjoyable experience.
So, you know, I think somewhere on your site you say there are over 600 topics of interest to the older adult, the mature market, and I saw everything on your site from nutrition to games that you can play on My Senior Portal. How do you pick which topics? And I'm really very interested. How do you know who else is interested? I know you have analytics. What are people over the age of 50 really going to My Senior Portal for? What are they looking at the most?
So what we do is we publish a weekly digest with articles. And there's 7 articles in every digest. They're articles that are written by providers on our website, those who are looking to market to the senior population. And we try and vary it between articles on medical information, financial information, housing and caring information, all of the things that would be relative to the 50-plus market that they're going to touch on at one point or another. And we categorize them, and we give them the information. What we find is that for the most part, the most popular area of interest is caring services, whether it be home care, home health care, or even going to assisted living facilities. After that comes a lot of health information, where they're looking for information about alternative types of therapy, whether they want to get into acupuncture or not, or just traditional, what's going on in the latest medicine for pain relief. And then after that becomes finance and law and insurance, where we give them a lot of information about current tax laws, tax trends, tax planning, estate planning, the importance of estate planning, and some of the options that are available to them, as well as going in and not giving them investment advice, but telling them different types of investments that they can consider, 529 plans for grandchildren. So we're trying to make it so that they can really educate themselves across a broad spectrum. And like I said, the most common is the housing and caring.
You know, this is a surprise to me, I have to tell you, and in a way it confirms a lot of things I suspected, but I didn't think you were going to say caregiving. We're going to talk about a project you have in our next segment in helping older adults use the computer. But the fact is the average age of a caregiver is only 46 and working, and that is such an underserved population. So now that you say that the caregiver, who might be a little bit younger than the mature adult, they're worried about the mature adult, uses My Senior Portal. That, you know, it wasn't what I thought you were going to say, but it makes perfect sense. Because
well,
we're still perhaps not having your dad and your dad, you know, get on at 92 to look at it.
So it's the combination of two sides of it. It's the older population looking for caregiving options, and once they know the caregiving options, what are some of the things that they have to think about and look for? Because many cases, it's a burden for the family.
Yes.
To start taking on the obligation to give caregiving for a parent. They've moved away or whatever it may be. There may be conflicts amongst the siblings as to how to give care or what they should do or how people should be treated. So part of the education that we're giving is to help them identify different areas that they can explore for caregiving.
So this is what I'm bringing out to all the listeners. Do you see how important it is to be able to access something like MySeniorPortal.com? All of the rich information, the resources, the navigation that you honestly don't have if you don't have access to the Internet. When we come back, we're going to talk with Arthur Kupperman, who is the director of My Senior Portal, about his new project to help older adults, some people call it the old, get wired.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
That was the end of the first segment.
Okay, very good. So, Arthur, when we come back, which will be in a second, we're going to talk about the project, okay?
Okay.
Is there anything else particular that you would like to bring up, because we do have time? I have other questions, but I wanted to cover what you want to cover.
Well, among the other features on the site, which are really important and helpful, is there's an area where they can create a family tree and tell family stories, how they got to the U.S., how they got to where they are. There's some forms. There are forms that they can fill out on medical information. So when they go to a doctor, they can just print out their list of prescriptions and not have to try and remember all of them. And we also have an area on financial documents.
Okay, that's very important. You're right. So what I want to do is I do want you to tell about the project as soon as we get back, and then I will again emphasize why it's so important, what types of things are available. I just want people to use the Internet. Okay?
Great.
So
sure.
We're ready to go, and this will be our last segment. After that, I'm going to say goodbye at the end, and that's it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
We can get going.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit. Because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate
for my age. You bet we are inappropriate for our age, and so is every single listener to this great show, Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And as you know, you made it happen. We started with 8 stations. Actually, we started with a half a station, a grant from the state of New Jersey. Now we're on 34 different stations, and we won the 2015 Mature Media Award, the Gold Award. And we were up against a lot of competition, and now I just heard that for 2016, we have been nominated for a Gracie. I don't know if I'm going to get it, but that is named after the great Gracie Allen, and it is all media, from new media to television, radio, film, by women or for women or both. So I'm just over the moon about what's going on with this show. But this show definitely has a point of view. And the point of view is that there is such a thing as successful aging, and we are here to assist you in doing that. And I have a deep-seated belief that to age successfully means that you change with the times, and those times require you to get wired. Now, on our blog, GenerationBoldRadio.com blog, we do have an article called Get Wired, but it's a pep talk, it's inspirational, and it says you could do it. However, what I am thrilled today to speak with Arthur Kupferman, who not only is the director of my portal, myseniorportal.com, but has made it chock full of important information for you to inspire you. I want you to see what you could do online. And here's just one website. And wait till you hear what you can do with this if you are willing to learn how to use a computer. Now, of course, many of my listeners know it very, very well. They're programmers. But I am talking to you if you're not one of those. So let's hear from Arthur, because he's also dedicated to this. And he is working to help people who would ordinarily not have access to computer savvy. Tell us about your project, Arthur.
We started a project about 6 months ago with a focus group in a senior living, an assisted living facility nearby in Florida. And we gave them tablet computers. Before we gave it to them, we talked to them for a month or so about what they may think of to be of interest after we listed some options for them. So we gave them a tablet. We uploaded it with four or five different icons for each one of them, whatever they wanted, so that they could use email or Skype, research the current news or sports, whatever was of interest to them. And they started using it. At first, obviously, they were not really sure about it, but as they grew into it, they fell in love with it. These were people who were in their 85 to 95-year-old range. What we also did is arrange for a local high school to send volunteers to work with these people, because we knew they needed more intense help than I could spare the time to give them on a daily basis. So some of the stories that came out of this are absolutely wonderful. One woman who was 95 told us that sometime in the relatively middle of the night, she got a call on Skype from somebody she hasn't heard from in 40 years.
Oh.
She was ecstatic. Those who all of a sudden started talking to their family on Skype or sending email, they learned how to send pictures, look at pictures that came from others, connect on Facebook so they could see what their grandchildren were doing. And in general, they just felt that all of a sudden they were part of the world that has ignored them.
Right.
Nobody ever went to the oldest of the old or the older population and really tried to engage them in learning how to use computers and learn the benefits of it. So it's been a phenomenal project.
Yeah, the tablets with the touch screens are so intuitive that many of the older adults are actually pretty good at it. If you skip all the old clunky types of clicks and all that, and you just get them into the touch screens without a mouse or anything like that, they're great. They sail into it. So I think it's true, isn't it? You saw that, right?
It's easy for them, because if they know that they want to send an email, they actually push two buttons. They push the email button, their address book comes up, they pick out who they want to send to, and they start typing an email.
And that's
so
it.
It's
and
no
you know
longer,
what? And they know how to type better than
they know
younger
how to type.
People. They do.
And if they don't know how to type, what's even better is they've learned how they can speak into the computer, and it will either record its video or work to translate it from voice to text. So they have either option.
And even for me, I mean, it still feels like magic, but it works. Now, I want to whet everybody's appetite to not only go to myseniorportal.com, and which you should, but also to appreciate what the Internet has. Now, again, many of my listeners, probably 90%, are on the Internet all the time. But imagine if you took a few minutes of your time to do what Arthur did, and that is to be a reverse mentor, meaning a younger person mentoring an older adult. Or instead of yelling at your friend who doesn't use the computer, why don't you sit down with him or her and help them get wired? So, and one of the ways you can do that is, I'm going to ask Arthur, you rattled off to me, Arthur, so many wonderful things you can do just on My Senior Portal alone. Tell that to everybody, and anyone who wants to really inspire somebody should tell them about it and help them do what the list of things that you're going to give us right now, Arthur.
So what we tried to do is create activities that would engage people in using the Internet and using our portal. So among the relatively easy, intuitive functions that we created are a family tree. They can fill out their own family tree, put in as much information as they want, as well as taking another section of the family tree and tell stories. how their family got there, what my mother's favorite food was, whatever it would be that future generations, since whatever goes on the internet stays in perpetuity,
yes,
future generations could actually identify with those that predeceased them and they never would have met, but yet feel an identity to them. So we started with a family tree, and then we went to create a health section where they can record their medical history, record their medications. My mother had 10 or 12 medications, so every time she would go to a new doctor, she was sitting there trying to remember what her medications were.
Right.
At 95 years old, that was a challenge. So we made up an easy way to enter the medications. You can print them out, take it to the doctors, and you know it's all going to be correct every time.
Very useful.
We also knew that when somebody passes, there's usually an issue of what they owned and where it's located. So we created a financial document section, which creates a storage place for them to say, I have a will, it's located in my top drawer on the left side of my desk. So we kept creating different things for people to use that really served a purpose for them. We know that years ago people used to get savings bonds as a birthday present going back years. There's about $40 billion worth of savings bonds that have never been cashed in. I know that when I got them from life events when I was a child,
right,
I have no idea what I did with them. I put them in a book or I did something, and it was a $25 savings bond. I have no idea if I got them. But what we've done is we've tried to create it so it's easy so that you can list all your assets. We don't care how much they are or what's in the bank, but just the fact that you have a bank account, you have a safe deposit box, so that the heirs or administrators of your estate have an easier time to find out what you have.
Well,
and
this is
really
terrific, and I think everybody would be inspired. I want to thank you, Arthur. You know, we're going to be talking next guest from SeniorNet, which is an educational arm to help older adults learn about the computer. And we thank you so much, Arthur. Keep up the good work at MySeniorNet.com.
Thank you. Okay, thank
you.
Bye-bye.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
Okay, Arthur? Okay, good. Okay. Paul? Paul? This is Adrian Berg. Paul, are you with us?
Hello?
Hi, Paul.
Yep, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me well?
Yep.
Okay, good. I just want a couple of things. First of all, hello. Thank you for being on the show. You are not on yet.
Sure thing.
We're just talking. Is it Paul Del Ponte? Is that the way you want me to say
yes.
Your name? Good.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Del Ponte.
Yeah, and the title that you want me to use for SeniorNet?
Chairman.
Chairman of SeniorNet.com.
Mm-hmm. SeniorNet.org.
.org. So .org. Sorry, SeniorNet.org. Now, we're going to have two segments together. When I get on, I'm going to be doing a little item that has to do with robotics. It has nothing to do. I always do something at the beginning. Then I'm going to introduce you.
Okay.
And we'll have two segments together. At the end of the first one, you'll hear music before I speak. Then I'll talk. I'll introduce you. And then at the end, about a minute before the end, you'll hear me thank you. Wrap up the segment, but not say goodbye because you're going to stay on for
okay.
The second segment, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, I know we want to talk about the event that's coming up, but and I want to talk about SeniorNet.org and what it does, its educational component, how to start your own group education. I want to talk about what you can learn. I love
right.
The thing, how to use a mouse. I mean, I want to talk about what you can
good,
really
good.
Get at.
I mean, the event is just a brief mention. It's just our 30th anniversary. It's not really a big public event. So,
okay. But we could talk a little bit about the history, about what they
yeah.
find there, and anything else that you can help people with to overcome their resistance to using technology.
Sure.
What you don't know is that this whole show is dedicated to getting wired.
Okay.
So that's what it's really all about. Okay?
Okay. So a lot of people who are, a lot of listeners are already connected. I'm assuming.
You know, the listeners are connected, but it's very interesting because we know that most of our people are listening actually on the radio. They're turning on the radio.
Sure.
As opposed to listening to the stream, because we're not just internet radio, we're broadcast radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard to say how connected, how comfortable they are. Because if they were more comfortable, they'd probably be listening to the archives, the apps. But they're turning on the radio. So I think we have that. And we also have people who are interested in teaching their older parents and
sure.
getting them more wired. So we have the whole thing going on. Okay? All right.
Okay.
So, Stuart, in 1 second. Yes, ready to go.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, 'cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And yes, indeed, we are inappropriate for our age. This is Adrienne Berg. This is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. The Fountain of Truth about the word that dare not speak its name. That word is aging. So, we know, and we started our show by saying that there's a commitment here, a mission here, and that is to successful aging. We believe that just like any other success that you might have in life, you can be more or less successful as somebody who is becoming more and more mature. And we have many, many tools, lots of information, fabulous guests that help you do that. But I decided that at the beginning of this year, 2016, I'd like to suggest a resolution for you, a New Year's resolution. And that New Year's resolution is get wired. Whatever level of competency you have in technology, go one step further this year. If you are one of the few, and there aren't many because people in their 80s and 90s have found the internet, but if you're one of those who haven't used the computer, this is the year to get comfortable. If you're pretty good at it, but you're not using your apps, well, this is the year to get used to it. Whatever the technology is, where you have stopped yourself, let's go a little bit further. And before we introduce our next guest, Paul Del Ponte, he is the chairman of SeniorNet.org, probably the premier educational site and organization to help the mature adult understand and actually use the computer. I just want to tell you where this world is going, my friends. Dr. Hovakamyen, hard to say for you, experimenting with small and large drones, which she calls bippity-boppity-bots. Now, what is that all about? Well, it's drones that will help you age in place. It does everything from bring you your medication to clean your chandeliers and weed your lawn. So we talk a lot about aging in place. We talk an awful lot here about having the money to age in place because usually we're thinking about people helping us. But there are new robotic prototypes that will help us with our own ability to relate to others, by the way, to have a companion, to make phone calls. But you see, if you are not computer savvy, if you're not literate, if you're not comfortable with all the current technologies, how are you possibly going to be comfortable with the technologies to come? You know, you're going to complain that you don't want to give the keys away? Well, there are driver assistance robots that's going to turn cars into elder care robots. In a positive sense, says Rodney Brooks, a pioneering roboticist at MIT. You got to be ready for this. But first, we have a fellow here. His name is Paul Del Ponte, who says, first, you know what? Learn to use a mouse. And, of course, he is the chairman of SeniorNet.org. I'm so delighted to have you here, Paul.
Well, it's great to be here and so great to talk about this topic on your show, which is especially aimed at hitting this important issue and hitting this important market of getting
seniors
online.
Sure, tell us about SeniorNet.
SeniorNet has been around for 30 years. We are the nation's premier educational organization helping seniors get connected, to use new technology, to be part of an ever-changing, rapidly advancing world.
And, you know, I wasn't kidding. There's a lot of sophisticated learning that you have on your website, but one of them, and I think we should mention this, is how to use a mouse. I was at an assisted living community where they were doing their program, their training program, and a gentleman picked up the mouse, and he put it on the screen because he had no idea about how it works. So tell us some of the ways that you assist people in getting more comfortable with computer technology.
We try to assist them directly in classes, as well as we're exploring some new forms of distance learning as well. I think what a big part of it is just simply comfort level. A lot of technology, especially newer technologies, are designed to be intuitive. But if you are seeing a mouse for the first time, you're unsure what to do with it. But then once you see it, and you're comfortable with it, and you see, especially if you see peers who are comfortable with it, you become much more comfortable with it. And I think peer-to-peer learning is critical.
Now, what about the tablets? Do you think, many times I hear from specialists like yourself, experts, that the tablets and the touch screens has created a very big breakthrough for the older adult in technology. Are you finding that as well?
Well, you have to consider this important fact. At some point in the summer, experts tell us that the number of mobile devices exceeded the number of people in the world.
Huh.
So we are increasingly becoming a more mobile, technologically savvy society. And with that come the tablets and cell phones, smartphones, especially those that are coming in the larger screen sizes. The other thing that's a big factor in the tablets is the price point. It's cheaper than a desktop, it's cheaper than a laptop. So what happens? Children and grandchildren are getting them for presents to give to their parents and grandparents.
Ah.
And so we see a lot of that, and that's how they're doing it. And a grandchild is very excited to teach their grandparents, hey, let me set up a Facebook page for you. We are seeing a tremendous amount of that. And then after the holidays are over, and this week, for example, the next few weeks, the grandkids have gone back home, and the grandparents start calling. Okay, it worked. I got it when my grandson was here, but now I need some help. We are seeing a lot of that.
Everybody remember, Valentine's Day is coming up, so you know what
there
to
you
get
go.
Your grandma now. Now, let's take a look at some of your courses, though. You also have courses where, and people can create some of those courses by going on to SeniorNet.org and reading about how
Correct.
To create that. So that's an important feature.
That is. And if anybody can go to SeniorNet.org and get online, learn about our centers. If you live near one of our centers, of course, we hope you stop by and enroll and be part of a larger movement, and go through some of our courses, see what we have. We also have resources. We have free online courses. We have educational resources. We give discounts on learning books to SeniorNet members, and there are all sorts of ways to do it. Some people are better self-learners. Other people like a class. Do what you're comfortable with. The important thing is do it.
Get wired. Now, it's going to be the 30th anniversary. I think you are the oldest or the first to start any of this. And you're having a little celebration and some speaking opportunities. I'm going to be talking about some of this myself with your group. Tell everybody about what's coming up.
We are celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we are turning back to one of the first companies to come forward and actually see the need for SeniorNet, or an organization like SeniorNet was Microsoft. So we're doing it at the Microsoft Technology Center in Manhattan, and showcasing some of the technology and using it as an opportunity. I think more importantly for everyone is just to step back and think, 30 years. And what has happened in those 30 years? And just in those 30 years, when we were already starting to get wired, we saw the Internet. We saw the boom in the Internet. We saw the expansion of the dot-com world. We saw the bust of the dot-com world, and then we saw its rebirth. Then we saw iPads, iPhones, the explosion in mobile devices.
Right.
And it's not ending. And that's the important thing. And
everybody really,
you know, and if you think
to.
Back to when someone who was, say, in their 70s today, when they entered the workforce, and if they were working in an office, how different that office was then. And just think of the things that no longer exist on the desktop. They don't have carbon paper. They don't have a typewriter.
You know, we have a lot of
they probably don't even have
around.
A fax
yeah.
machine anymore.
Sure.
You know,
no,
it's
we say
it's just amazing
to
stop and think.
Yeah, people complain that they're not getting work, there's discrimination, or that they're retired and bored, or that they're getting older and marginalized. And we're pretty tough. We say, look, the world has changed. It isn't what you grew into or grew up with, just as you're saying, Paul. It's a phenomenal world of digital world. And if you're refusing, not for me, you know, it makes me nervous, all the things that we hear, then you do not have a right to complain. If you have a place like SeniorNet.org and the local, and you have so many, how many stations do you have all over the country?
We have dozens and dozens.
Dozens and dozens. There's no excuse. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the one area where there may be an excuse for people not using the Internet, and that's where it is not accessible. We are speaking with Paul DePonte. He's chairman of SeniorNet.org, the oldest, I think, group dedicated to educating the mature adult in using the computer, and now he tells me the tablets, the cell phones, the iPhones, everything that is so popular today. Don't go away. I do want to bring up an important issue that has not yet been solved.
But that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Okay, very good. So I want to go back. I just want to tell you what I want to bring up here because we didn't talk about it before.
Okay.
We've had at the Conference on Aging, the Washington Conference on Aging, they piped everything into 600 different communities. But we had the head, her name is Ms. Bluehouse, of the Native American Elder Council on the show. And what she mm-hmm. said was, we had trouble because we live in such rural areas that we do not have access to the Internet. And I took a look at that. I was shocked at how many rural areas, not just Native American lands, have that problem. I don't know whether SeniorNet.org has faced that issue for elders or whether the cell phones now are taking over, and so we don't have that problem. I don't know. Have you been faced with that at all? People just don't
actually,
have access.
Actually, it's an area where we have become very involved and have some partnerships with some Indian tribes to help improve access in training.
Good. I'm going to bring that up because we really got some good response from people who heard that part of our broadcast in August, all right? This will be a good follow-up. And then I want to talk about the idea of volunteering. Is there volunteer opportunities for younger people to help with intergenerational training?
Sure. Bring it up, and I will talk. I always want to talk about ageism and
okay.
ways to combat it, and the computer is the best way, one of the best.
Oh, good. That's a very important thing. Anything else that you want to cover?
I can go on and on about that.
Okay,
you know,
good.
I'll talk.
Hey, go ahead.
And I can talk. You know, whatever detail you want about the Indian Initiative as well.
Good. Well, we'll start with the ageism because we have something called the Ageism Police on the show, and
okay.
that'll be interesting. And then we will go on to what's going on with the Native American, but also if you solve that problem, you probably solved some of the rural issues problems as well.
Yes and no.
No, it's separate? Okay, good. And it's a separate type of thing.
Well, we
okay.
tackle them. I mean, you sort of have to tackle them together. But
one at a time. Sue, let's go.
Right.
Give me my signal.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, hello, hello. And, you know, we are almost at the end of our show, and I want to bring up maybe what is the biggest theme of our show and has been for the last 2 years, and that is combating ageism. It's the only prejudice that we hold against ourselves, and it is insidious. We see it everywhere, and of course you know that we blow the whistle. We have something on our website, generationboldradio.com, called the Ageism Police, where we have our vignettes on movies, ads, magazines, photographs that are part of popular culture that are simply ageist. And we blow the whistle on it. But, you know, our current guest, Paul DePonte, who is the chairman of SeniorNet.org, says that one of the great fighters of ageism is the computer. So I want to throw this to you, Paul. Explain that and inspire us with that.
I'm happy to, and thanks for having me on to help clear some of the myths up. There's a common misperception that older people lack in technology. They lack in the ability to absorb new technologies, to create new technologies, and to learn new technologies. And it is just simply not true. It may be true that in a lot of the high-tech industry, they attract young workers, and we have this perception that you associate new technologies with young people. Well, age is never a permanent factor. And those, if you really explore ageism and its roots, it's those who believe that it is. Think about pioneers in new technologies who are still with us today. John Glenn is in his 90s. Bill Gates is in his 60s. So you can't, ageism is this belief of stagnation, that you're old, at a certain point in time, you miss out on things. Well, seniors are not missing out on technologies. And the more we combat it and the more we go at it head on, the more successful we're going to be in connecting older people online and expanding access to the world around them. I know a big issue is aging in place and remaining in your home. Technology is the gateway to aging in place. There is so much that can happen, so many benefits that can be brought to people in an economic, low-cost way, despite distance, despite complicated urban situations, and allow people to remain in their own homes. We
the people having connections with their family members, people having connections with their friends. We have a survey coming out of Votech that says, very simply, if you have six or more friends, you'll live 2.5 years longer. And those friends, they have shown, do not have to be people that you go out and play golf with. You can simply know them on Skype. You can be speaking with them on the telephone, on your computer. You can be texting them, and they are still your friends. Because the older adults, they communicate more intimately, even through a computer, than do teenagers. So in addition to everything else, the relationships alone that you make is actually a longevity factor. And I've not had the opportunity to say this or to cite that particular study, but it is on GenerationBoldRadio.com called Just Keep Talking. But I apologize, Paul. I wanted to throw it back to you because I know that this is something really in the depth of your heart, combating ageism.
That is. We often, and I like to do it this way. Oftentimes at SeniorNet, folks come to us with a suggestion of, why don't you have high school students teaching some of your classes and help older people? That assumes that older people can't do it themselves and need help. So I throw it back at them and say, you know what? Let's have some of our retired high-tech executives go in and teach high school classes.
Fantastic.
And teach kids about technology. this is the older generation is the generation that innovated the microchip. To think that old people are behind the times is just simply not true. And so we have to better enable our society to utilize older people as they retire. And this isn't something that happened just in the advent of some of our newer technologies. This is something that has been historically with us through the ages. And that's why battling ageism and using technology to battle ageism really come to the heart of the issue. It's
now,
because it's not because the technology is the barrier. It's because our stereotypes as a society become the barrier.
And attitudes are. But I did want to talk about one barrier, a real barrier, that you have
sure.
also been very helpful in. We had in August, I was mentioning to you, Paul, during the break, Ms. Bluehouse, who is the chairperson of the Native American Elder Council, saying that she was disappointed at the White House Conference on Aging because it piped into 600 communities. Many of them could not be accessed by her constituents, Native Americans, because they don't have access to the Internet. And I know that you're helping out with that, too. So let's go full circle here. Tell us a little bit about
sure.
that before the end of our show.
Sure. About 5 years ago, we started a partnership with the Native American Chamber of Commerce and with some funding with IBM on a new initiative called Hope and Harmony for Humanity. It's an initiative designed to bring computer technology and access and education to low-income and remote Native American reservations across the country. And there are, you know, we're servicing a handful of those that are out there. I know some others are connected in other ways, but you're right, there are some big holes. But there are also holes that we can fill. And I think we have to step up our efforts to try to close that gap.
Yeah, and when I heard that and we had that guest, I was concerned and I started to look it up and I saw that there are many rural areas, not just affecting the Native American population and elders, but them in particular. So that's why I'm so proud of the show, because we talk about things nobody else would ever dredge up or talk about. And we have not only the experts like yourself, Paul, but people who are really toiling in the field, and they're there, making changes and making it happen. So SeniorNet.org, 30th anniversary. Congratulations. Everybody go on the site. Learn to get wired. Bring yourself up to the next level. Thank you so much, Paul, for being with us.
Thank you, and keep spreading the good word.
Yeah, we surely will. And for everybody else, you know that this is not just a radio show. It's also a website. You can go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. You can see some beautiful pictures. You can send beautiful pictures. You can tell your story. You can read our blog and our articles. You can listen to all of our shows. They're all archived there. You can also get the app and listen online. Get yourself wired. Get out there, kids. Make it happen. Okay, Paul, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Thank you. This was terrific, and it'll be just wonderful.
Great. Glad to do it.
Yeah, very glad to. And you'll get information on when it airs and when it's on the web. And if there's any articles that you want us to put on our blog, just send it. We'll post it up right away. Okay?
Sounds great.
And then
great.
I think, and then I'll see you at Microsoft, I guess, huh?
I guess so. Great.
Very good. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.